Recording is in progress. Very good. Okay, so now we're in the middle of Afkin Rabban Lakidushamine. And we've spoken about Shittas Rashi primarily. Where first of all, we've seen there are really two groups of Gemaras, right? There's the Gemara, our Gemara in Ksavis, which says that, you know, in cases of Ones, we don't want the get to be invalidated because then she doesn't know that. And if she doesn't know that, right, that'll just, you know, can lead to issues. So what we do is we make sure that the get remains kosher regardless of the fact that it was a case of ones, right? How do we deal with the fact that it shouldn't be kosher, right? That's not, you know, not really, shouldn't be legally effective because ones should invalidate it, right? And our answer is that Miko Midi Medarais Levi Gita, Mishum Sinus, Mishum Pruta, Serena Ishis Alma, answers in Kodim Kadesh Adayat Rabbanam Kadesh, Bafkin Rabbanam Lakidush Jimine. Okay, so we noted, first of all, that there are kind of like a lot of different, mechanism words that are thrown in there, which don't all seem to be this right aligning properly. Because the first one, right, sounds like it's like a Tanai thing. Afkin Rabban Lakidush Yemineh sounds more like a Hefker Bezdin thing, or like an authority of the Rabbanan, right? They're Mafkia. Right, first one, a daik derban, it sounds like a tanai. This sounds like a hafka, where we're like uprooting it, we're invalidating it. Not that it's a tanai. Kinaf tekadish b'kaspa implies that it's like a kesef, right? Specific thing, right? And then kadish b'biyah ma'ikel meimar. We can't. What about kadish b'biyah? The shavua rabbanah bilas or bilas nus, right? Says, well, no, it's not a kesef thing. It's they can also do it to zbia. But if we're talking about kiddushe kesef. Right, and Hefker, so then how could they do that to Bia? And it says, well, you know, they can, or really that's something different. So we saw that Rashi kind of plays with all these factors, and it seems like Rashi, you know, is really tapping into this, the sort of the multi-layers in this Gemara and saying, well, yeah, right, where the Gemara really has these multiple layers because fundamentally it's working as a Tnai, right? And it also has the backup of Hafka, right? The Rabbana can make it his money Hefker, right? What about Kiddushe Bia? And it says, yeah, but it's also really all Tanai. Okay, so there's a Tanai that makes, that gives the Rabbana the ability to be Mafkia the Kiddushin. Number two is that they could make the actual Mo's Kiddushin Hefker, right? Therefore, even in cases where, let's say, he doesn't really have this Das, right? They still have the ability to undermine it. And in case of Kiddushe Bia, where they couldn't, right? Well, really fundamentally, in general, there's this Tanai, right? Of Kol D'Mekadesh Adai D'Rabbanan Mekadesh. So the two are kind of supporting each other, and you kind of have these like almost Snifim Lahakel that kind of back each other up. That seems to be the implication of Rashi. Then also Rashi has this kind of overarching theme, which he starts from, where he sounds like he's really saying that the Rabbanan have this like level of authority in Ishus, which has this impact that allows them to be mafkia, right? Like really oker the kiddushin. Okay, so there's this like implication that the Rabbanan really have like an authority over this area, but then he sounds like he's not really willing to go all the way and say, and therefore they can be oker. And saying, and they're using these tools to, you know, enforce their authority or something like that, right? So really, the actual hafka is happening through hefker or tanai, right? But they're kind of either enabled in some sense by the fact that the Rabbanan have authority here, which is also why the Tanai exists in the first place, is an acknowledgement of the Rabbanan's authority. And they can enforce that authority also by using Hefker, right? So all those things kind of like come together as like a package. Yeah, Eitan.
You keep mentioning the Hefker thing. From what I saw, I think Rashi says Afkin Rabban Lakidushe Yemineh. Sorry, it says with Kesef Tenach Kiddush B'Kaspa by saying like Mishavya Kematana, and then Tosfot says
Matana Meikar.
Yeah, and then Tosfot is the only one that actually says the Hefker thing. I was a little confused in Gittin. I think
Rashi in Ksuvah says right Osamos Matana, but yeah, I think in Gittin Rashi also says Lashon of Hefker.
I know Tosfot and Gittin does Rashi.
Right, his lashon here is like, "Tinaf the kaddish bekasva the iklamemar afke inu the kiddushay beget the devrayim the amru the heavy mouse the mafreya matana."
Yeah.
Right. You're right that it's a little different, right? Tosos really says, "Oh, because hefker bezin hefker." Right? Rashi, I don't think. Let me check if Rashi.
The way I interpreted it, and I also don't really get hefker bezin hefker, because like if my money is not mine and I give it to you, that's not a matana, that's nothing. Like that confused me also. But I just interpret it as they undo the kedushin by making the act of me giving you money. I mean, I could give you money in two ways. Either it's for kedushin or it's just a matana. In the end, I am giving a matana, just if the matana is l'shem kedushin. And I just read it like afki inhu rabbanan kedushin. They made it not kedushin because all I did was give you a present. And anytime I give you a present, that's not kedushin. It's only kedushin if I do it in the sphere of what rabbanan say, like giving money makes it kedushin. For me, it was the same kind of kedushin. Kaddish b'kasba and kaddish b'via are essentially the rabbanan are doing the same thing. Like I'm doing an act, and that act could be misconstrued in two different ways, either just as doing the act or for doing the act for kedushin, and rabbanan make it as if you're just doing the act, meaning you give a matana, and initially we thought it was for kedushin. Rabbanan are saying it's not for kedushin. You do bia, we originally thought it was for kedushin. Now we're saying it's not for kedushin.
Okay, very good. Actually, that's a good point. The other way to read Rashi. Is to say, really, Rashi is like a very strong, really just says it's Amanas King Kidesh, right? And that's maybe a little bit more of you get in Gittin. Really, it's a Tanai. It's totally just a Tanai. What about the, Kinyat the Kaddish Bekaspa? So Rashi is saying like this. The whole point, it works out Tanai. But if you're Mekadesh Beked Seth, at the end of the day, it's very nice that we want to say that he was Mekadesh out Tanai, but he gave her Mos. L'shem kiddushin, right? So, you know, she kept the mos. So, if he gave her mos, l'shem kiddushin, and she kept those mos, and now it's 10 years later, so what was that if it wasn't kiddushin, right? If it looks like a duck and it smells like a duck, so it's nice to say that it's like almanasking, that it's a tanai, there was some tanai, but, you know, he gave her the mos, and she didn't give it back, right? So Rashi's answer is, well, yeah, but they've redetermined that mos is actually a matana, right? So we can reinterpret, or basically the Tanai allows us to rewrite, you know, or redact history such that he just gave her a matana. Okay, but what are you going to do about Kiddushei Bia, right? How are we going to reinterpret that? Even if there's a Tanai, right? And this is always a problem, by the way. This is a kind of like a universal problem with Tanai, which is how could the Tanai be mevatel the Maisa if you actually did the Maisa, right? And that's always something that we struggle with a Tanai. That's kind of why you need Tanai Kufel, and you have all these rules about Tanai, and if the Tanai is batel, the Maisa might still be Kayim, because at the end of the day, right, the most would happen, right? The action happened. So how are you going to reinterpret the Kiddushei Bia, right? What are you going to say? What are you going to say about that? What was that, right? How can we reinterpret it all day the Tanai? And the answer of the Gemara is, yeah, Shavinu Larbana Bilasu Bilasnas. That was us, right? We can reinterpret it, or Ayideh the Tanai, it goes, you know, we go back and we say, right? Because what does a Tanai do? It basically, you know, it offers us two paths to reality, or two paths of history. It's like an alternate reality. We just don't know which one we're in until the Tanai, you know, is evaluated. And the answer is, okay, but, right, it only works if it doesn't contradict certain things. You know, facts on the ground. The answer is yeah, but the Kiddushei Bia was just nus. We can see that as nus.
Well, what's the Havamina? The Havamina is that it's an objectively intimate act, and therefore it objectively makes Kiddushin, or it's just that they didn't realize that there is a type of Bia that's similar to, like, just like giving Ma'ot to either be Tana or Kiddushin, so to Bia, like, they just didn't realize. What was the Havamina? I'm having trouble.
So let's go. So what's... I think it's the problem in the Tanai, okay? Because, where's Rashi in?
Meaning, why is it different than Kesef? That's my question, I guess.
Yeah. So, what was it? Kol mekadesh isha, al das shehinhigu chach miyisrael b'yisrael hu mekadesh, yiyu kayamin kidushim lefi divrei chachamim. Yiyu betelim lefi divrei chachamim, al yidei get shechshiru chacham, right? Rashi says that it's like a tenai, but he doesn't say that he actually said, Hare am gudashisli al minas, right? Because he didn't. So where does this tenai come from? So Rashi basically says, well, the tenai comes from the recognition of the Chachamim's authority in this area, right? But he didn't explicitly make the tenai. Now, even when you explicitly make a tenai in general, in Hilchos Tenai, we have this rule of tenai kafel, where you say that you need to write double the tenai. You need to do the tenai in this very precise structure, because otherwise, even though you're saying that you're doing it on manas, whatever, the fact, you know, just saying that isn't enough to just make the maisa that you did disappear, right? That's like the big sugya about tenai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein, is that at the end of the day, if you gave them the land, then you gave it to them, and just because you made a tenai, how is that going to make that you know, that ownership disappear, right? And it's a huge chiddush, the idea of tenai. And part of the answer there is, right, you know, because if you do the maisa, if the maisa was kodem the tenai, you know, or the tenai is kodem the maisa, well, if the maisa happens before the tenai, then you can't really have the tenai come and undo it. So you have to be able to say that there's, you know, how's the tenai here going to kind of jive with the maisa? So the more that the tenai is made explicit, right, and there's a tenai kafel, and you have all these mishpatei of tenai that come in and really say, you know, this action, this chalos is only, you know, under these circumstances and with this very appropriately structured tenai, the more, right, that the tenai will work. But if there's a sort of disharmony, right, or lack of synchronization between your action and what you're trying to accomplish with the tenai, so it could be that the action will just continue to be effective regardless of the tenai, because the tenai just unable to invalidate it. So I think, right, then that's one thing to say by Kesef, that he gave her money, right, and the idea of the tenai, you know, it's not kiddushin. What is it? Ose matos matana lamafreya, right? The Rabbanan, again, Rashi's kind of combining powers of the Rabbanans. They're saying, well, you're Mekadesh al Daitam, right? And the Rabbanan anyway have the ability to, you know, to reimagine your ownership and say that when you paid for something, that was a matana, right? Because of Hefker Bezen Hefker, right? They can make things into a matana. So once that's true, the idea that they can say, well, you're Mekadesh al Daitam, right? And you weren't actually even Mekadesh, you were just giving a matana. That works, right? That tenai, even though it's the tenai was structured, you know, wasn't made explicit, it still can work because, you know, if the tenai is really coming to reinterpret the action that you did or take away the mashma'ut of the action you did, it's very easy by kesef because the Rabbanan anyway could be mafkia kesef, and we could, oh, anytime you give someone money, you could, as Eitan was saying, you can interpret that as a gift, right? You need to give it extra like intent, you know, and it takes extra parshanut to say, oh, it's a maisa kinyan. And it, you know, at the end of the day, giving over ownership of money is the same. So that works for kesef, but how are you going to say that we're able to like the tenai, this quasi tenai, it's really only a quasi tenai, is able to come and like reinterpret the bia, not as kiddushin, right, but as not kiddushin. So what is it? So if you do it al tenai, so the answer is you said explicitly that this is not kiddushin if XYZ doesn't happen, right? But if you didn't make that tenai explicit, then it's very much harder, I think, is what Rashi's arguing, or Rashi's bothered by, and understands the Gemara is bothered by, for the tenai to come back, or this quasi tenai to come back and say, oh, no, that wasn't really kiddushin. So what was it? Right, and the answer is, So what was it? And the answer is yeah. Shavir Rabbanu Bilaso Lamafreya, they get shoot me divrayhem bilas nos. Bishlahen koach lastas gain shari hutalabahen. And says, yeah, we're making a bilas nos. And he was tolabahen, right? Now, another way to understand Rashi is just like, is a person really going to make a tenai, right? And we're going to say that his tenai is going to turn what he's doing into znus. Is he really okay with that? Right? Meaning it's one thing for someone who's giving over money to like be tola that al das chacham. Because what's the stakes? Later on, there's the stakes are the same, right? Bilas Nes. But in the, at least Bozmanit, at the moment that he's giving over the money, the stakes of whether or not the Chachamim, you know, give their imprimatur is just whether or not he's giving Kesef Kiddushin or Kesef Matana. But when it comes to Kiddushe Bia, right, is he really thinking, oh, you know, I'm being ball right now, but I'm going to do it al Manas that the Chachamim will approve, and if they don't approve, then I'm just doing Znas. Right? Is he really thinking that? Right? Depending on if you think that Tnai is really part of the Maisa, right? And maybe even part of the and part of the Das of the Maisa, then you have to say that his Kavana right now, right, is to both be, is to basically dependently either be Boel Hashem Kiddushin or Boel Hashem Znas. If you think that Tnai is an external blocker, so you could say he's always being Boel Hashem Kiddushin and the Tnai will just block the Chalos. But if you think that part of the Maisa, right, is defined by the Tanai, so the Tanai actually determines whether this is a Maisa Aznos or a Maisa Kiddushin. Right? Is he really going to, right, proactively, you know, let's say, think that and be told of that? Right? And the answer is, yeah, in a Chanan, right? They'll be Shavu Abarabana Bilaso Bilasnos. And the Yeshman Kolach Lasos Kain Shai Hu Tala Behem. Yeah, he's Tala Behem. And the Rabbanan are going to come in and do, and make that happen. Right? Now, I think the Tosfos has a slightly different twist, and maybe could also be like, that's another way to understand this line, is that, you know, let's just see it in Tosfos. But is that good? Was that helpful? Was that like along the lines of what you were thinking? Okay. Yeah. So, so I think so definitely... I think Rashi's kind of giving them, I think it's a little, the Osamata'amos Matana Meikaran also a little bit ties into this, like, Hinihigu Chachme Yisrael B'Yisrael Humikachem, She Kayami Kedushin Lefi Debech Chachamim, that sort of rabbinic authority thing. I think that is kind of like the overarching theme, even though that's not necessarily so much the mechanism for Rashi, because when he keeps saying Kishiyavo get kazeh acharehem, right? He kind of says like, oh, the mechanism is the Tanai, but the Tanai is really just like an interface for like the authority of the Chachamim and this get derabanan and the Osematana Meikaran to all come and interface with the Ishus in the beginning Allah Atchala. So that's why I'm more inclined to see like Rashi. Rashi sees like the Tanai as being like the mechanism more, but it's really like an interface for the like rabbinic authority, or it's, you know, to be manifest. And the Osa Matanos Matana Meikaran is like a little also part of that, you know, like let's say rabbinic authority idea. But the mechanism at the end of the day for Rashi is the Tanai. Okay. Now that's Rashi. Okay. One second. Yeah. We did Rabbeinu Gershom already? Okay. So Rabosav Shel Rashi. Did I have Rabosav Shel Rashi? Yeah, we did Rabosav Shel Rashi. Right, Rabosav Shel Rashi really emphasized this idea of either that Kiddushe Kesef are derabanan, or this idea that like Kiddushin and Ishus are this like Yitzur Chevrati that fundamentally right derabanan's Kiddushin derabanan are Chal Midaraisa, because Kiddushin anyways is really just a formal action. Or a formal beginning of a relationship, right, that then triggers that the actual relationship. But it's reflective of a deeper relationship. It itself is more of just a way to, like a catalyst for legally starting that, right? In which case, the Kiddushin Darabanan could trigger Ishus Doraisa. Nafkamina is that if you see it that way, then maybe the Darabanan have like a more fundamental role to play, and then they could also be mafkia, just like they could create Kiddushin Darabana, they could also create Girushin Darabana, let's say. Right? Or they could be ochre at Lamafreya, because they could say, well, right, we never sanctioned this. And the social standing, let's say, of the Ishus might be ma'akev. right, that we talked about. I don't want to go into that too much. We'll talk about it in a little minute. One of the nafkaminas of that is that they also, Rosh Shal Rashi also say the Kiddushei Bia, after the Rabbanan said that it's chutzpah, is in Kiddushin. Right? Rabbi Gershom says, Atinaf Kadosh Bekaspa, Hainu Kiddushin de Rabbanan, Mishum Hachi Matzi Lafkui Rabbanan mid Rabbanan. Aval Kadosh Bia Bal Korcha, De Bia Hainu Kiddushei Dor Raisa, Vihi Bulaspa, Maiko Neymar. So Amar Le, Afilu Hachi Lo Havim Kiddushin, Mishum De Shavu Rabbanan the Man, De Kadosh Bia, De Bilasa Bilas Nus, De Chwai, De Chutzpa Kaavid. Hold takinu kiddushay kasef my matzi lafkuye kiddushay bia. Right, what's that mean? Right, it's chutzpah, and therefore, because there's kiddushay kasef, we can say that there's no longer kiddushay bia. Right, it is. It's a chutzpah to the rabbanan to be mekadesh bia when they told you not to. Right, that shouldn't make it possible with the raisa. Right, and why is the fact that we created kiddushay kasef means that we can be mafkia kiddushei bia if kiddushei bia is doraisa. And the answer is exactly this idea that fundamentally Reino Gershom is saying that ishus, right, is basically requires the, you know, imprimatur of the tzibor or of the chachamim, but right, that could be part of why you need a dikiyam, right? Because one option is to say it's because it needs to be enforceable, right, in order to create ishus. It also needs to be enforceable. It needs to be something that, right, actually involves, you know, commitment and can be enforced in court. But another way to say it is, no, it's not about the enforcement, right? It's about etzem, the fact that the edekiyum, the tzibor needs to witness, right, and condone this marriage. Because the whole point of being married is that you're signaling, you're creating like a status in the tzibor, right? So you have to do that vis-a-vis the tzibor. And then today, the chachamim then can also say what the appropriate way to do that is. Right? And if the Rabbanan tell you to do a different way, then doing it not that way, right, at the end of essentially is just not, right, an effective way of symbolizing the beginning of marriage vis-a-vis the tzibor. Right? Internally, you could think and want that you're married, but ultimately, internally, right, it's a chutzpah. It's not kiddushin, it's chutzpah. And since they told you to do kiddushay kesef, so they can say you can't do kiddushei bia anymore, because the appropriate way, the correct way to signal to the tzibor is through kiddushei kasef now. Okay? And Rina Gershom really thinks, right, there's just no kiddushei bia anymore. It's just batel, even though it's doraisa, and kiddushei kasef is created midrabanan. Okay. Fine. Shita Tosfos. The Tosfos is, I think, relatively similar to Rashi in the sense that there's like these overlapping layers. However, I think Tosfos is the like real, let's say, pyramid is much less connected to this fundamental idea of like the Toleb Rabbanan, right? Which is also nicely reflected by Rabbi Gershom, right? And who I guess I would see like Rashi is like a Yorish from. So that's nice, right? Rashi, and definitely Rashi's Rebbeim, you know, definitely go back to Rabbeinu Gershom. So the idea that Rashi is not willing to go as far as his Rebbeim, right? His Rebbeim are basically saying, oh, the Rebbeim just have authority over Ishas. Therefore, they could create Kiddushei Kesef and have it Bichal Daraisa and get rid of Kiddushei Bia. So Rashi's not willing to go that far, but he's kind of based off of that, right? So that's why he's based on this rabbinic authority idea in Ishas. But then he's saying it has to filter it down, it has to like, you know, plug in through the Tanai, right? Because legally, it's just not enough for it to be like, who told the, you know, for the idea that Al Das Nishen Higu Chachamim is not enough independently for the Rabbana to be like, Oker Ishus Daraisa, right? That's what he's rambling. I think Tosos is coming in from a much more practical perspective. Let's read it and then we'll see. Tosos says, right? Kod Mekadesh Adaiti Darabana Mekadesh. Lachin Omrim Bishas Kiddushin Kiddas Moshe Yisrael. And that's why we say Kiddash Moshe Yisrael, right? We actually say this Tanai. V'afkin Rabban of the Kiddushin Minei, B'Rish Shalach, and again I explained it, Tinach Tukadish Bekaspa, the Hefker Bezdin Hoya Hefker, right? We have a tool in our hands. Hefker Bezdin Hefker, Hevi Mos Matana. Umimela Yuhu Kobi Losev Snus. Kaddish Bibia Maika Lemimar, Ech Yafkiu Bia Shal Kiddushin, right? How are you going to get rid of Bia of Kiddushin and make it not Kiddushin? It's one thing to say that you can get rid of money because we have the tool of Hefker, Bezin, Hefker, right? Now, I think, by the way, part of this is, it's very nice, right? We want to say that he's doing it all tonight of Kodim Kadesh, Daisi, Dorban, Mekadesh. But I think Tosas also wants to say that, well, what if he's a bad guy and he just doesn't, and he isn't, right? That's part of our issue. So his answer is, well, we have this tool, we have the power of Hefker Bezin, and we can make the Maos Matana. So we can force the issue. Well, we can force the issue by Maos, but what about Bia? So his answer is, we have a similar tool by other areas of Yesh Koch B'yad Chachamim Lakar Dover Min HaTorah. The Chachamim can come and invalidate, right, something that should have been, let's say, Chal Midoraisa, or Midoraisa Shechayev to do, right? And they could be Oker it. Hainu could go into Leika Aveira. Okay, but that should only be, right? We have this question, is like, couldn't they do that when that's going to cause an Aveira? Right? Can they be Oker Kiddushe Bia and make it into Znus? Right? It's one thing for the Rabbanan to say, don't, you know, this Chalo shouldn't be Chal. But can they make, right, someone be over an Aveira? Can they, right, force it and turn it into an Aveira? The Rabbanan actually can, in fact, be Oker the Dev Manatora, even when it's going to cause someone to sin, right? It's not just like, oh, they're, you know, able to do it, but only to like prevent people from doing chait. So if it's going to cause a chait, then they're not allowed to. No, they have this authority to be Oker Dev Manatora. Yeah, Ita.
What is just the first line of Umemela you called Bilatov's news? If.
Oh, because in the first case, anyways, it's Osed if Bilasa is going to be Bilasa Nus, right? From the. When you do Kiddushe Kesef, and then you're Okeret, so then for them and on, it's a Panaya Baal Pnuya.
Okay, that's what's
right.
Funny.
It's Nus anyway, because they're not married. So Tosus is pointing out, like, Aladerech is pointing out, well, why is this such a big deal? Kiddushe Bia versus Kiddushe Kesef, and both of them, there's right, all of their entire relationship is retroactively going to be Bilas Nus, except for the first Bia by Kiddushe Bia, right? Why does that concern us so much? So his answer is that when it comes to Kiddushe Kesef, right, it we're not turning it, we're not doing anything to like make his right something that wasn't Bilas Nus into Bilas Nus. We're taking away his money. Mimela, right, as a side effect, as a collateral damage, is going to be Bilas Nus. But that's not a problem. That's not technically a problem. It could be a problem for us to make an Isser, right? It's sort of like, you know, can the Rabbana come and like cook Basar Bachalav, right? Can't just come and like, you know, like stick pork down his mouth. They could tell him like, you know, you're a bad person and we're going to kick you out of the community. And then Mimela, he's going to like go off the derech and like eat pork. Right, but they can't shove pork down his mouth. I guess it's like a very bad mashal. So here, it's good mashal. It's a good mashal. There you go. Right. So again, so Tosos first of all adds in another like tool, and says, oh, yeah, okay, right. We need a way to deal with the bia. So Rashi's focus is on tanai, right? Is on this combination of al dashin higu chachamim and al datan hu tole, right? Which is kind of like a Tanai. Tosos emphasized is both that the Tanai actually is backed up by an Amira of Das Moshe Yisrael, and two is Hefker Bezin Hefker for the Mos. In the case of Bia, it's Yesh Koch Be'achon Lakor. Now, Tosos elsewhere points out, he says, well, wait a second. Oh, actually, we'll start with Tosos again. One second. Tosos Babasra. Okay, let's start with Tosos Babasra. Tosos Babasra says, says, wait a second. What about cases of where he's not Mekadesh Adai to Darabana? Right? Like the cases of where someone marries, right? Someone through coercion, right? So there he's definitely not Mekadesh Adai to Darabana. And the whole point is that he's, right, who asa shloka hogan? He's a bad guy, and he's not behaving properly, and he's definitely not doing it al das chachamim, right? Who asa shloka hogan? V'tzarach lomar the savar hacha the yesh koach be'achachamim lakar drav min haTorah. Kivan dafkin rabbanu lekidushim mine. Afagav dolo kidesh adaitam. Right? They could be oker davna Torah. They can prevent the kidushin from being cha. V'chi perusha bishlama dekidush bekaspa mas rabbanu lehafkir hakesef ula teit matana leisha shalom dek. Ela dekazi bebia afagadish koch be'archam lelakar davna Torah. Hainu eichad leka avera. Right, and it says no. The Tosfos in Bava Basra adds in another case, which is like this. There are two cases that we're dealing with. One which is retroactive, and one in which we're trying to pass all the Kiddushin, right, at the time of Nisin Asmos, right? So Tosfos says like this. In the case where it's retroactive, it's because Kol Mekadesh Adai Darabon Mekadesh, and those are retroactive, and there's a Tanai. But in the cases where the guy's acting Shalom Kahogan when he's a bad guy, right, he's coercing someone to marry him, so he's not doing it al das chachamim. But at the time of the Kiddushin, we don't need the Tanai in order to get rid of his Kiddushin. Why? Because we can either, he's giving the most, and Bezdin says, you're not allowed to marry her this way. That's right, it's totally unacceptable. And therefore, we're mafkia the most, right? Or, yesh koach b'ad chachamim, lakar dar min haTorah. They can prevent the kiddushin from being chal in the first place, even by kiddushin bia. Ubahidik suvos bashalach lechora pligia hach deshmeitzin. The itzach lemimar time adait rabbanu mekadesh. Mashmadi lava adait rabbanu mekadesh. Lo haya koach biadam. Lafkia bekiddushin. Umiu nira de lo pligi. The itzach time adait rabbanu mekadesh. Misham the hasam kiven the kiddushin nasu kahogen. Lo haya lechachamim koach lafkia ilav misham adait rabbanu mekadesh. He says, the Rabbanan can't go back in time and be mafkia his kiddushin using hefker bezdin or yesh koach be'ad chamim lakor. They can prevent at the time that it's happening, they could prevent it from being cha, but they can't go back in time, right, and uproot it. And Tosfos also points out, if you look at the Gemaras, the Gemara in Ksuvos and in Gittin both say kol mekadesh adaita darabanan mekadesh afkin rabbanan lekiddushin minei. The Gemara in Baba Basra and Yevamo say what? Afkin Rabbanu lekiddushin minei, right? And it says why? Because in the case of Bava Basra, in the case of Yevamos, we're preventing the kiddushin from being chal, whether or not he is mekadesh, he cares about the chacham, right? So we're just being mafkia kiddushin. In order to be mafkia kiddushin retroactively, once they were already chal, right? When the kiddushin was nasu kehogen, there was kosher kiddushin that happened in the past. We can't make that disappear, right? So then we need to rely on this separate fact that called the Mekadesh is Aitar Rabbanu Mekadesh. So if you have a good Kiddushin and then later we need to get rid of it, and it's called the Mekadesh is Aitar Rabbanu Mekadesh. If it's a case of someone being Mekadesh right now inappropriately, right, then the Rabbanu could just prevent it from being Chal in the first place. If it's Mos by being Mafkia the Mos, if it's Kiddushin Bia by being Oker the Chalos Min haTorah. Okay? So really, there are two totally different paths in the sigyos, and the reason why there are these multiple, let's say, tools being bandied about is because, right, they're relevant at different times in the timeline. Okay, let's just one more shita, just because. Oh no, once I have to go back in Tosfos. So Tosfos is bothered by something else. So Tosfos says, wait a second, if it's really called Mekadesh Adaita Rabbanu Mekadesh. So Hikshar Rav Shmuel in Kain Yechapa Basachoso. Kshivel Vedim Shizinsa Yishlach Laget. Vivato Shlo Bifnei Ashliach. Upaki Kiddushin. Vinimsa Shipnuya. Let's say you have a case where, you know, a woman has two Edim that she was Mizaneh. So the husband wants to save her from being punished in court. So what he could do is he could send her a get. And then retroactively, she was never married, right? Because it's like a tanai that's vatal and mafreya. The umeri, the lo kasha, the in lachosh ela kishe mechapa ala ashlo kedin. Vahacha kedin mechapa min haTorah p'tura. There's a Gemara that says that we write the date in a get to make sure that we actually know when it was chal, right? Because otherwise, you could just, the husband could just write a get, like, you know, a year later, and then claim that it was from before she was Mizaneh. Okay? And the case is, why do we assume that? Shami Yechat al Bas Achoso, right? Let's say, you know, he married his niece, right? So he wants to save her, or not, right? So the Gemara says we don't want that to happen. The answer is, says the Ri, okay, this really would actually be okay, the Kiddushin Lemafreya in that case. And we don't have a problem with it. You know, we don't want to necessarily stop that. If it was a lie, right? If you were lying and he was writing a get and you know, using it to get her off the hook illegally, so that would be an issue. But here, gets her off the hook legally, right? Because it would be okay, the Kiddushin Lemafreya. That's fine, says the Ri. There's an interesting question about, well, wait a second, if that's possible, if we can get you off the hook retroactively, how can you ever enforce, right, the Isra Ish Ish? Because anytime you give them Hasra, you don't really know that they'll be held liable because, right, maybe retroactively they've never been married. Okay, so the answer is just very interesting, and maybe we'll get into that at some point, this idea of chazaka, that at the end of the day, since right now she's married, right, the hasra is hasras vadai, right, because as things stand, she will definitely be chayv for ish ish. Okay, even though you could theoretically, right, change the metzias, until that happens, right, we relate to the current reality. So that's just an interesting topic of chazaka, which we could maybe get into at some point, but I don't want to now. And then Masha Hikshik im kain yechapa abasachosav yechol mamzerim litahir, right? You could save mamzerim. So iyad inat shalakach miskaven lo mafkinan kidushiminei. So this is Rabbeinu Tam, okay? This is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. He disagrees with the Ri. According to the Ri, it would work. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it would not work, right? Why? Because dila takana asu chachamim velo takala. Who's being oker the kidushin? The Chachamim, right? Why? Right? Because they want to prevent the issue of, right, Mevatel get shelo befanea or ones beget. So, delo letak hala shemitoch kach yu benos Yisrael prutos barai ha-sevalim barosh lan shelo niskaven lakach lo chashina min yechol mitaher. You can't use it as a tool, right, to get to like be matir's nus, because the whole point of this is what? Al daite derabanan mikadesh and derabanan amafkia kiddushin minei, right, for the purposes of, right, preventing right mishum tsunos mishum prutos, but not so that you could just get out, use it as a way to get out of, right, any time that someone's mizane, right. So according to the Ri in a Hanami, you could do this. According to Benu Tam, right, it only works in these cases. Supposedly there's some case that after the Holocaust, there was, you know, someone who survived the Holocaust, got remarried, husband's, right, died, and at the wedding of her son, she, like, looks at the crowd, and then she, like, faints. And then it's galed that she, like, sees her husband, who's, you know, who she thought died, you know, in, like, standing at the back. And, like, all the rabbanim there, like, get into the room, like, shoot, what do? Right, the chasen zamam, right, what about the chasen zamam said? So, and supposedly, like, some, you know, the, like, the shmoy is that they had him, the soon-to-be ex-husband, give a get, Aydish Shliach, and be mevatel it, and they were able to let the chasen get married, etc. Now, I don't, you know, if that's a real story, but in theory, right, at least according to the Ri, that would actually work, right? Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, maybe that could be an interesting solution, because, right, Rabbeinu Tam's whole idea is that litakana asu chachamim velo litakala. So in this case, where it's also litakana, right, where it's not a way to, you know, be matir's nus, but it's, right, a legitimate, you know, legitimately thought that he was dead, and it turned out he wasn't. So maybe even Rabbeinu Tam might think that would work. Okay, and next year we're going to see other Rishonim who have like a very different understanding of the mechanism of what's going on here. Okay, so we'll stop here. And next we'll do the Ritva and
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shkaya.
Thank you.